So people ask Jamie and I a lot, like, okay, you guys have your own podcast about Disney. Do you guys really use travel agents to plan your trips? And the truth is, absolutely we do. We personally use Zip Travel for all our planning stuff. It makes our lives 10 times easier because we have kids, we have businesses, we have all the stuff we do, and it simplifies our lives greatly. And I can tell you from firsthand experience that working with our agent through Zip, we have gotten reservations for Oga's. We have gotten Topolino's Terrace. We have gotten California Grill. We've gotten tons of dining reservations that probably wouldn't have got of our own just because we wouldn't have been as persistent because there's just so many other things going on either when we're at the parks or before we go. So yes, we use our Zip travel agents all the time. And the other great thing is we actually have a dedicated team from Zip Travel that handles the Capture the Magic audience. So we have two agents. We have Lauren and Kendall, who are designated Capture the Magic agents. And so we know for a fact, you know, if you go to travelzip.com, you fill out that form, you are either getting Lauren or Kendall, which we both love. They are both fantastic. We know them personally. They will take great care of you. And it's just a great thing that we can offer people. And the great part about it is, too, it doesn't cost you anything. There's no extra charge to use Zip to help plan anything because they get paid by Disney or Universal, whoever. So it's really kind of a no-brainer. It's a really great trip planning tool. It will take a lot of stress off of your trip planning. They can save you a lot of time. They can even save you money by finding you, you know, if you want to change things up or finding you better deals. So we highly recommend them. We use them ourselves, and we would love for you to use them. So again, if you go to travelwithzip.com, there's a form there. You can fill out whatever, you know, information you know about your trip, what you want to do, let them know in there. And as even an extra bonus, if you book a trip through that link, you go to that link, fill out that form, you book a trip, we will throw in some goodies as well. So we'll throw in a free t-shirt from us, and we'll also give you $10 in shop credit as well. So you'll, on top of having great service and somebody that will help make your trip planning so much easier and better, you'll also get some, you know, we'll throw in some goodies as well. Plus, Zip at your hotel, they will leave you a gift at the front desk for you as well. So you'll get goodies, you'll get freebies, and you'll get great service. So there you go. So again, go to travelwithzip.com and go check them out. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. My name is Jared Lee, and I'm joined, as usual, by my lovely wife, Jamie Lee. So, Jamie, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Jared. How are you?
I'm good. I am good.
As always, right?
As always. I was going to ask you, as if I did not know, did you watch the Super Bowl?
I kind of did.
I kind of did also, but...
We were at Universal.
We were.
We were with some friends at Universal, and we were actually at the Royal Pacific Hotel.
Yes.
In one of their little lounges. It's a huge TV screen. So it was like a cool place to watch it.
It was. Except for during the halftime show.
So that was the thing that I watched. I watched the halftime show and I enjoyed it immensely. But like twice the audio cut out.
Yeah, it was.
It was really annoying.
People got really mad.
I was like, all the people in this bar are very upset right now because we're all in our 30s and 40s and love that music. It was amazing.
Unpopular opinion. I thought the Super Bowl show was, the halftime show was meh. It was okay.
Jared Lee. I disagree.
It was okay.
It was fun. It was super fun. That's why I liked it. It was super fun. It took me back to the, you know, 90s, 2000s. I liked it.
It wasn't bad. I just didn't think it was like amazing.
Okay.
Fine. I saw people saying how it like was life changing. I'm like, it was not life changing, at least to me anyways, but.
Okay.
Well, I watched part of it, and then the kids, so we were eating, and so the night before, we'd hung out with friends, and I had stayed out a little late, and Jamie took the kids back, and then...
we switched.
I knew it was time to take the kids back when Baby Thor had decided laying... So we're in the middle of a lounge, and Baby Thor decided that it was a fun game to just lay in the floor.
Yeah, he just like laid flat on his back on the floor,
and laughing.
Arms up, laughing. I was like, what is happening?
And he kept wanting to do it over and over again, and I was like, I'll just take the kids back. So,
and it wasn't like, it was a smaller area too. It was like people are walking over him. Like, this isn't appropriate.
Yeah. And at some point he would have like kicked somebody in the leg or something. Yeah. Anyways. So I watched the rest of the game in the hotel room as I was getting the kids ready for bed. Mm-hmm. Not going to lie. Being from Missouri, I hate the way that the Rams left St. Louis. I was actively rooting against them. Mm-hmm. I like some of the players, but I was not happy to see them win. But they won. The owner, Stan Kroenke, does not deserve to win a Super Bowl, in my opinion, but he won it, so there we go.
That's a lot of opinions.
That's a lot of opinions. But anyways, that was
great.
That's that. But I don't really watch sports anymore, so you know, it's whatever. But
we spent Valentine's Day.
We did
at Universal.
We did.
Did we do anything special?
We don't really do anything special. We had kids. we were with our friends, but we didn't really do.
You know what I did get? I got a donut at Voodoo Donuts that said "Be Mine," like a conversation heart.
You did.
That's what I got for Valentine's Day.
Well, and for Valentine's Day, I shared the donut I got.
That was a treat for me because Jared doesn't like to share food.
And it was a new donut they have. It was a banana cream pie donut, which was very good.
So good. That was delicious.
Well, I figured, so your parents are coming into town next week.
Yeah.
So I figure when your parents are here, we can actually have like a dinner.
That would be so nice. Yeah,
because if we went to dinner with our children, it's not as romantic as it could be.
It's not?
I'm just saying.
I mean.
Between the kids yelling at us about food and. They're just, you know, they're fun. They're just 5 and 2.
They're little.
So we'll save that. But no, we had a good weekend. Mm-hmm. And hopefully everybody else did as well. And you enjoyed the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
But so we'll talk more about Universal on the Universal show.
On Monday.
Uh-huh. So we'll have a full review. We did Mardi Gras. And I did have the Red Brick Pizza. Had some of that.
Oh, nice. I didn't have that.
Yeah.
But
I'll talk a little bit about it on the show. Okay. Yeah. So we did that. But
great.
Yeah, so, well, today we've got some news, quite a bit of news, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are going to talk about, so this is a CTM, excuse me, this is a Capture the Basics. We have this series, Capture the Basics, where you kind of go over things for your trip coming up, if you have a trip, especially if you're just, you know, if you're just now planning a Disney trip or you haven't gone before. But we're going to cover airport transportation.
Yes.
Because that went from a very simple subject not that long ago to now one where it's much more complicated.
Yeah.
So we're going to compare the various airport transportation options that you have.
And also we can both give our opinions about what we would do in certain situations, like how many people we have versus like just you and I or, you know, scenarios. So
yes, we will do that. That's so, but before we get to the news and all that stuff, I just want to remind you to check out some of the other shows on the Capture Magic Network. We have the, like I said, the Capture Magic Universal show, which is once a month, and that will be coming out on Monday, and we will talk about Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a separate one. We also stayed at Royal Pacific, so that'll be a separate episode on there, but mostly we'll talk about Mardi Gras. And I did finally ride Hagrid's, by the way.
Yes, you did.
I will talk about Hagrid's.
Yes, we'll talk about that.
I enjoyed it, but we will talk about Hagrid's
okay.
in the episode, but I did ride Perfect. It. So we also have Trip Tales, which is Jamie's Trip Report show, and that is now twice a month.
Yep.
And when's the next Trip Tales coming out?
Just had a new one come out on Monday, and they are coming out every 2 weeks. So the next one will be out, I believe, the 28th. Yes, the 28th would be the next one.
And if you're unfamiliar with that, that is a Trip Report show where Jamie has somebody on that just went to Disney or Universal or somewhere, and they break down the trip in great detail.
Yes, they do.
So if you're looking to go, if you're planning a trip, it's a really good resource to have because you get a lot of info from it. So
those are fun.
Yeah. And if you would like even more access, if you like the show, more access, more content, early content, everything like that, you can join Club 32, which is our private group where you can get early access to Trip Tales. You get access to Club 32 exclusive shows like Distery, Rant Corner, Cool Kids Kitchen, where we do a live stream of cook and make a Disney dish, and we do that once a month. We also have Club 32 Speakeasy, where I just usually go live on the back porch, or when it's unseasonably cold in Florida, I just go live here in the studio when it's like 35 degrees outside. But normally it's just outside and kind of hang out. And then whenever there's Marvel or Star Wars stuff, we'll have a Star Wars / Marvel chat, which I will do a Boba Fett live stream tomorrow. Well, actually, when you're listening to this, tonight in Club 32. So I will talk about that because I finished that. So we also have a private podcast feed. It's got all the shows on there that are the exclusives. We've got some music loops. You get 20% off of CTM apparel and 1901 Candle Company candles and all that, plus a Facebook group, Discord, all that stuff. So you can, if you want to join all that, you can go to ctmvip.com and do monthly or yearly option. And of course, if you haven't subscribed to the podcast or left us a review, we'd please ask you to do so. So, all right. Well, let's get to the news. Well, I guess the first one would be, like we talked about during the show, or the intro, that the Super Bowl winners tend to go to Disney World.
They do.
Normally.
In the past.
In the past. The Super Bowl was in L.A., so they went to Disneyland instead.
Yes. And there was a cavalcade for them. You know, just like in previous years, they appear in the parade and everything. And so, but yeah, this year they went to Disneyland.
Yeah.
It's okay. I mean, it makes sense. They're right there in California.
Right.
So yeah. It just makes sense for them to just
they should still,
hop on
I
over.
I think they should still go to Disney World too, but anyways.
Okay.
And then also during the Super Bowl, that's Disney related, there was a Doctor Strange Super Bowl trailer for Doctor Strange 2.
Which, you know, I did watch. And
we watched it right before we started recording, actually.
Yes. It is. It's very interesting.
It's got a lot of stuff going on.
I'm not going to say anything. I don't want to be like give any spoilers or any conjectures about what's going to happen in the movie, but it just it looks complicated, and it looks like there's going to be more people than I think there are.
There, everything I've heard. So the trailer kind of does confirm there were some Reddit threads out there of like supposed leaks. Mm-hmm. Kind of proves those pretty correct from what I've read. And another thing, there will be apparently just cameos. Upon cameos in that movie. So it looks interesting. It probably will do a live stream on just that trailer coming up in Club 32 as well. Because there's a lot of stuff, not only from the trailer, but from the poster as well.
Yeah.
To break down. So
sounds good.
Yeah. So you can check that out. That's a good one to check out. So that's all the Super Bowl Disney related stuff.
Okay.
I think. So the next bit of news we have is the Figment popcorn bucket, which caused a huge hubbub just a few months ago, was back for mobile ordering only. But it sold out again.
It came back and then sold out. And it came back again and then sold out again.
People
that thing
really want some Figment.
Well, if it ever, you know, if it comes back into stock again, you can mobile order to pick it up in the World Showplace building. That's between UK and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be physically in the park to do that.
Yeah.
So you can't like mobile order it from your house in like Tennessee and...
And then just go pick it up at Disney.
No, can't do that.
Be like, I'll come get it tomorrow.
Right. I'll be there, I promise.
I did wonder if they were, you know, if they will let you drop ship it to whoever you sold it to on eBay afterwards.
Right.
But, well, someone crazy. Asked us, like, why didn't Disney do this the first time?
I don't here's the think thing. They were even thinking about it.
No, Disney likes, they love the headlines of these giant lines and this demand for certain things that they have. They love it.
I mean, you're right. You're right. They do. They do like it.
They very
but
well.
But there had to have been a better way to handle the crowds. Like, I mean, well, that was silly.
I don't think that they anticipated it being that popular, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I guarantee you, they don't hate it whenever there's a huge demand for something they have. And then people talk about the lines and stuff.
But couldn't they divide the line between people that wanted the bucket and people that wanted the food?
Well, that
at Pop Eats.
You could also make the argument, don't put a very popular, potentially popular popcorn bucket at a food booth as well.
I agree with that.
Right.
That's
do it the classy
point.
Way and sell it in the parking lot.
Yeah, duh. Like well, they would have been able to like loop it around.
What they
everything.
Did in the, how you handled things in the 80s. Bought things in parking lots.
Is that what's happening?
I don't know. I'm just making jokes about
it. All right. Sure.
I'm just saying anything might have been better than that way. But
gotcha.
Yeah, my whole point was Disney does not hate the news of people having, you know, standing in line for something that they're selling. So. But yeah, so if you want the Figment popcorn bucket, I'm sure you could probably still find it on eBay or you could wait until you can mobile order it again. But it kind of came open. There was no announcement. It just kind of popped up. So if you were in the park at the time, because there were some people in the group that were in the park that had noticed it as well. So kind of just luck of the draw.
Yeah.
At this point. So all right. The next bit of news we have is you can now compliment a specific cast member on the MDE app.
Yes. So the cast compliment feature in the My Disney Experience app, it came out October? It was late last year sometime, so a couple months ago. And it was fine and everything. And it was you were able to kind of give like the park, the location, and the like department of the cast member or like cast member interaction you had that was positive or negative, whatever. I guess it was positive. But you weren't able to actually point out who was like specifically helping you. Well, they've changed it to now where they've added, you can put the compliment to go to the intended cast member, their name and, you know, where they work basically, or like what date you interacted with them, like very more specific information.
Right.
So this is much better because I feel like that's what it should have been in the first place.
No, I agree.
You know what I mean? Like I feel like that's good. So, yeah, I think I will be using this a lot more now.
Well, you feel like, yeah, you can get the credit due where it's supposed to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's in the My Disney Experience app.
Yeah. All right, the next bit of news we have is Disney has changed the face mask requirements again, making wearing them indoors optional for vaccinated guests.
Yes. So I believe it was last summer. Was it last summer? They changed it. They dropped the mask requirements for indoors, and they had it in place for a couple months, and then they added it back in, I think in July or August of 2021. And then, so now starting today, the 17th, they've dropped it again. And so it's just, you just have to wear masks on basically Disney transportation, Skyliner,
right,
monorail, and the buses.
And some people were asking, you know, why Disney was still requiring it on transportation, which I admit seems a bit, you know, if you're in line or indoors somewhere,
you know, on an attraction, like what's the difference
between that being in a transportation thing? Right. And some people were saying that Disney had to by federal law. So I think Disney's choosing to follow what they're doing with transportation, but they're not bound to it.
Okay.
Because Universal, you don't have to wear it on any of their transportation. So
that's true.
I think Disney's just either doing it that way to be safe, or maybe they're just leaving that in place in case they want to bring back masks again instead of having it go from nothing to something.
I think it might be that.
It could be.
It might be that.
But it's, yeah. So.
So, yeah. So anyway, the Universal had dropped their mask mandate.
It was starting the day we got there on Saturday, I think.
Yeah, on the 12th, yeah. I think. So we figured Disney was going to be coming a little bit behind.
Well, we had a debate internally. I said that I think they were going to do it pretty soon. I think you had thought they were going to be a little bit longer, but I was
honestly, I didn't know.
It's hard to tell. I was a little bit surprised they did it so quickly because, you know, sometimes Disney and Universal kind of do things closer together, and then sometimes Disney just does their own thing completely. But
yeah,
So if you're heading to Disney, you know, keep that in mind or make that adjustment, whatever you want to do. So
there you go.
But there you go. So, all right. Next story we have is Capture Your Moment is expanding to all four parks now.
Do you know what Capture Your Moment is?
Well, I was going to say, do you want to explain what it is in case people aren't aware? It is not associated with Capture the Magic.
Right. It does first sound like foremost. It might.
First and foremost.
Right. So this was a program that they started in Magic Kingdom. And basically, it's a 20-minute private photo session. And you have one PhotoPass photographer that just kind of you have for 20 minutes, and they can take you to certain locations around Magic Kingdom. Well, they expanded that to Animal Kingdom last year. And now they are expanding it to Epcot and Hollywood Studios. So for Epcot, that starts February 24th. And you can choose Germany, Italy, American Adventure, Japan, or Morocco to take your pictures at. So those are the only pavilions they're letting you do that at.
Well,
I don't know why those specifically, but they are at the back of the World Showcase. Like they kind of line the back. So maybe, I don't know why. So anyway, those are your options for that.
Probably and less then, crowd. I mean, you go more toward like the front there, you get a lot more like traffic.
Yeah, that's true. And Hollywood Studios is available starting March 21st. And you can book online for all of this. So.
Yeah, I was going to say Capture Your Moment. Also, it seems like Disney's also getting into the looks like prom photo photography.
Okay, they did say like if you have a proposal, a first visit, graduation, anniversary, they're great for all of that.
So, some of these look very promish, I will say, but I'm sure you can choose how you'd like to pose, but.
Well, I know that people have tried this or they have done at the Magic Kingdom one.
Yes.
And really enjoyed it. So, I mean, yeah. If it's worth it to you, then, you know, go for it.
For sure.
I think it's $50.
Dude, is it $50? Can you pick, so on the time, can you pick a time like later in the evening? Like what's the latest you can do it?
Okay. I'm trying to remember. Oh, I'm sorry. It's $79. I apologize. And it's, it includes up to 8 guests and you have your photo pass and everything, all that stuff. But, I want to say, Lisa, she was my Trip Tales back in March of last year and she did it. And I think she said that the last time you could choose was like 3.
See, my only problem with it, I would either go with this like early in the morning as much as possible, or you would want to go closer to like 5-6 o'clock in the evening. Because this, as like, I'm not saying I'm a professional photographer, but I have learned a thing or two on photography and I've gotten better. And I can tell you the worst time to take pictures, especially in Florida, is like, you know, noon to 3. It's just, you got the sun is just beating down. So if it was me, and if you can't do it later, I would go as early as possible, personally.
Yeah.
But I think the pictures would turn out much better.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's so cool thing they do. So.
Yeah. So, and I really respect it. If you go do this and you get all prom photos, please send them to us. I will show
we
them.
See them.
I would love that. I would love that completely. So, all right. Next one we have is the Moonlight Magic events are returning.
Yeah. So, during a Moonlight Magic event, eligible members can visit a select theme park for a special celebration after the park has closed. And I think the last time they did this was. They had scheduled them for 2020. I think they did one. And then everything shut down.
Which is say Moonlight Magic is for DVC.
Sorry, it's for Disney Vacation Club members. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
And like I said, they had, I think, one or two dates and they only got to one or two before everything shut down. But they did announce some more dates for 2022. And the event dates are for Epcot, March 17th and March 31st. And eligible members with a Disney Resort hotel reservation on the event date can register online beginning February 23rd. Event registration opens to all eligible members on March 8th, pending availability. And let me tell you, by that March 8th date, availability is usually gone. So,
right.
If you are not staying on that date to be able to register on the 23rd, you're probably going to miss out. So. For Hollywood Studios, the dates are May 24th, June 16th, and July 14th. Disney's Animal Kingdom is July 26th and August 31st. And those times to register are not announced yet. But yeah, so you get an email with a link that tells you how to register on the date that you can register. So I would be ready. If you are a DVC member and you want to go to one of these, book your stay now. And be ready on the day at like 7 a.m.
Yes.
That's my
Well, I was going to say, one of us is going to get to go to one of these.
This is true.
The listener and member, BK Lounge, as he's he's going to go. So I think I'm probably going to go.
I think, I had said that I would go, but I mean, we'll interchange it. We'll let Jared go.
Oh, you said you're going to go.
No. I just said.
Okay.
Stop it. So Jared's going to go because I did the VIP tour. So, you know, we switch back and forth. And it should be fun. It'll be a fun time. So, yay.
Indeed. All right. Indeed. The next story we have is Disney has announced a new Story Living by Disney that develops residential communities.
So, yeah, they announced this today. This is Wednesday when we're recording this. And they put out a video, and in the video, it's Josh D'Amaro explaining what Story Living by Disney is. So I'm gonna look at the Disney Parks blog article and just kind of read verbatim what they say, just to give it a bigger picture. So it says, as more fans look for new ways to make Disney a bigger part of their lives, today we are announcing plans to introduce Story Living by Disney, vibrant new neighborhoods that are infused with our special brand of magic. Each community will feature distinctively designed spaces, unique amenities, and Disney's brand of world-renowned service. These master-planned new home communities are intended to inspire residents to foster new friendships, pursue their interests, and write the next exciting chapter in their lives, all while enjoying the attention to detail and special touches that are Disney hallmarks. At each location, including some neighborhoods for residents ages 55 over, Disney cast members trained in the company's legendary guest service will operate the community association. Through a club membership, Disney will also provide access to curated experiences such as wellness programming, entertainment ranging from live performances to cooking classes, philanthropic thank you, endeavors and seminars, and much more. And where will the first one be? None other than a place that has known the footsteps of Walt Disney himself. Cotino, a story living by Disney community, will be built in the heart of the Coachella Valley in Rancho Mirage, California. If you're a Disney history fan, you might know that the brilliant mountain-ringed valley in the greater Palm Springs area was once a rejuvenating retreat for Walt and Lillian Disney. And then they tell you to check out the video. And they said, we'll be working with highly respected real estate developers and experienced home builders at each site who will contribute their talents and expertise to each community.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
And they will be doing other locales in the U.S. as well. But the first one is in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
So my first thought of this was, actually, okay, to be honest, my first thought was, this is going to be expensive to live in these communities, I'm guessing.
Out in California.
Uh-huh.
These are going to be more expensive than Golden Oak.
You think so?
California, okay. California home prices are insane.
Right.
Obviously depends on where in California, but.
Well, Palm Springs is very expensive.
I mean, I know some guys live in California, and the house we had in Missouri, for instance, I believe it was, I don't know, a little bit under, it was around $200,000 worth, maybe.
Maybe.
That house in California, he said, would have easily gone for $2 million.
So, yeah, so cost was my first thought. My second thought was, is this what they wanted to do with Celebration?
It seems very similar to Celebration.
I mean, they don't even own Celebration anymore. Like that, you know, that's not even theirs, right? I'm pretty sure it's not.
Celebration was a very similar thing, if I remember correctly. Yeah. I mean, I'm wondering if Celebration was just a little early. Because I feel like Celebration could potentially work now better, but it depends on how you set it. I don't remember everything about Celebration, but I know there were some things about it that just didn't quite work.
I mean, they talk about membership. They talk about, you know, a community association. They talk about Disney touches.
But this is
a community, but they're not actually building it.
No,
they're just involved in the design and.
It's also this is a retirement community.
Well, some are, yeah.
Okay, well, part of it. I mean, the main
some thing. Are ages 55 and
right.
Over.
To me, this makes much more sense as a retirement community because, like, your parents live in basically a retirement community.
Yeah.
And for that age group, like, it actually works pretty well. I don't think, like, younger age groups do it as much, but it's like they've got planned activities, they have all these things, like, everything's taken care of for you. So to me, like, it makes way more sense. I know it says including some neighborhoods for residents age 55 and older, but I feel like this may just become a retirement community because those things, they're kind of becoming a bigger thing with that age group because people are living longer and they just want to live like, you know, it's like social as well.
I know Palm Springs, isn't that like a huge like retirement area is Palm Springs?
I don't know. I mean,
I'm pretty sure it is.
I know there's a big one out in Arizona. Mm-hmm. I know there's obviously a lot of them. Florida. So.
I'll be interested to see the other locations they choose. Hopefully one will be in Florida and we can just go there and look at it just because I'm curious.
Yeah, I'd be curious at the prices, to be honest, and what they're going to put it at. But
yeah, it's just interesting. I didn't know they were doing something like this because, again, Celebration, you know, that was something that did in the past. But
I mean,
this could work well. I mean, obviously, Mickey Mouse isn't going to be plastered everywhere in these communities, maybe.
But Disney also has this kind of habit, I will say, of announcing things and either not doing them or them taking a very long time to fruition. So just because they announce something, it doesn't mean that it's going to start anytime soon.
That's true.
They kind of like to do this on a lot of things. So,
well, they have some concept art that they released, and it looks very modern, looks very open and bright and, you know, expensive.
Well,
I keep saying that,
but
the expensive thing,
but the real thing too, you have to think about with California being the top choice, is like there's a lot of people moving out of California. So choosing California as your first spot is interesting because, there's still obviously a lot of people in California.
Yeah.
I don't know. This might come as a shock. I don't know a lot about California real estate, so I don't know, but.
It is a shock.
I know. I was on California Real Estate Show.
You were? What was it called?
People not in California selling real estate.
Oh, great.
It didn't really work out too well.
Right.
But anyways, I don't know. I kind of thought the choosing California is interesting, but we'll see. I mean, they could also change it. Again, Disney tends to announce things and kind of, it's not like this is going to happen, you know, in the next year. I wouldn't think.
It'll take a while, for sure.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's all the news we've got.
Okay.
But we do have a poll time.
Poll time. So this was an easy poll time this week. I asked the members of Capture the Magic Community, our Facebook group, what, if anything, are you a Disney collector? What do you collect? Do you collect anything? It was a yes or no. 58% said yes. 42% said no, which I felt was like, I expected like more, a bigger number than that, actually.
Well, I feel like, what do you consider as a collector?
So collecting things, people said that I collect pins, coffee mugs.
But how much of something makes you a collector, I guess would be my question.
I don't know, more than 3, 4. I don't know.
You think?
It just depends. I guess there's many definitions of a collector, but like, are you actively looking for something to add to your collection?
Right. I guess my question would just be a genesis, like what is considered a collection at what point?
Okay. Well, that's up to the person.
Right. That may have been why it wasn't as high. Maybe some people didn't consider themselves collectors.
Maybe. But people said like mouse ears, pins, popcorn buckets, spirit jerseys, coffee mugs, ornaments, magic bands, lounge flies, jewelry, Vera Bradley, Dooney and Burke, Funko Pops, stuff like that. So 58%.
Okay.
Lots of collectors.
Not surprising.
In our midst. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, the only thing, you know what is funny? So I do get mouse ears because I do like mouse ears. And I also get those headbands, which if you're watching me, I'm wearing one right now. But besides that, I don't really collect anything. Like here and there, I'll get things here or there, but like I don't have anything specific. We did get the bin there, coffee mugs from Starbucks.
I mean, we have a few, but not many.
A few of those, but
I mean, there's only like, we don't get that many of those because, yeah, I don't, it's not like we go through that much coffee mugs anyway, so yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only thing, like I've got some Funko Pops that you have gotten me.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've got like maybe 5, but I don't really display them. And our son, our daughter actually broke. She ripped Hulk's head off.
That's fine.
A couple years ago.
It happens. Yeah.
I was kind of proud. In a way, I was kind of proud. Right. It's like she ripped it. But anyways.
That's all right.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're not huge collectors, I would say. Yeah. But yeah. I know. I mean, a lot of, I think pins is the easiest thing for people to get into.
They're small, easy to move around. Yeah, absolutely. So, anyway, so thank you everybody for participating in the poll this week. We'll have a new one next week.
Yes. Well, before we get to our Capture the Basics, we're going to talk about airport transportation. If you were looking for things to collect, you could easily collect some Capture the Magic apparel things. As I would say, that's the one thing we do collect. It would be our shirts. We have a lot of those in our midst, I would say. But yeah, we just came out with a new Big Thunder Mountain design, which is very much a throwback. The design idea behind that was one that kind of looked like something you might see in the line for Big Thunder Mountain.
I love it. And, I love this shirt.
I think it fits good on there. Mm-hmm. So it kind of looks very reminiscent to like a Jack Daniels label.
It kind of does.
Yeah. So
I do like it.
It's one where it's, I sometimes like the shirts that don't scream Disney. They kind of like a little more subtle. So I feel like there's that. But we have that one. We have the I Declare Bankruptcy Michael Scott shirt, which is always a popular hit. Yes. We also have, some of the latest ones. I couldn't wear it because it's green and we use a green screen, but we do have the Club 32 exclusive Animal Kingdom. Did you even go to Animal Kingdom shirt?
Mm-hmm.
But that's one that's, it's an inside joke a bit in Club 32, but yeah, that one's in there as well. But we got a lot to choose from. That if you go to ctmshirts.com, you check those out. And we also have some candles from 1901 Candle Co. We have the new Frozen Heart, which is based off of Frozen. So with our candle company, what we do is we kind of base the scents off of characters instead of kind of replicating scents from Disney directly. So we've got Frozen, a Captain America candle, a Little Mermaid. We do have a Main Street one. We have a Rapunzel. We have a Loki candle. You know, we do have Dole Whip. We have Beauty and the Beast. We have a like Big Thunder Mountain one. So again, we have a lot of candles to choose from, and they're really fun to do. People enjoy, you know, we seem to enjoy them. So we've got those on there. So if you go to ctmshirts.com, you can see them on there as well, or you can just go to 1901candleco.com and check those out. And if you're a member of Club 32, you get 20% off of either the shirts and or the candles. So you can get your discount on there if you're interested in those. But again, ctmshirts.com is the place to find those. So, all right, let's get to our discussion here on airport transportation, which at one point going to Disney was a very simple thing because you had Magical Express.
Yeah.
And you could just take that. Or if you didn't want that, some people just would choose to do like an Uber or something and get to the parks a little quicker. But that has now changed, and beginning January 1st of this year, you have way more options, mm-hmm. and it's we know, you know, just from looking in the groups and everything, there's a lot of confusion. So the point of this is we're just going to break down all your options, what you mm-hmm. can do, and then at the very end we'll kind of give what our take of what we would do, because we don't travel. I mean, we don't, you know, now that we live in Florida, we don't use this.
We don't fly into Orlando. We always drive.
So it'd be silly for us to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a 2-hour drive. But mm-hmm. But yeah, so then at the end, we'll kind of talk about what we would do in our situation, you know, with little ones and maybe without little ones, things like that. So what's the first thing you want to talk about?
Well, I wanted to mention, like, first of all, here's some stats for you. There's over 40 million people traveled through Orlando International Airport in 2021. That's a lot of people.
It's a decent amount.
And I can guarantee you a good chunk of those people were going to Disney. So they're like, what should we do? How should we get to Disney? And since Magical Express is gone, we are going to talk about the options right into Orlando International. We're not going to talk about Sanford. We're not going to talk about Tampa or any other airports, just MCO.
Well, Sanford's basically just rent a car.
I mean, basically, or you can Uber. I guess you can Uber if you want. But
I mean, yeah.
So we're going to talk about just those.
Yes.
For MCO. So
that is what we're going to do. So first one we have up is Mears Connect. This is probably the most one that probably people have heard of.
Yeah.
So what do we know about Mears Connect?
So Mears has been around for a while.
It has.
It has been around for a while. So, and there's many options Mears offers, and we're going to talk about those as they come. But Mears Connect is a service that was developed as a response, I guess, for Magical Express ending.
Yeah, Mears was the ones that were doing Magical Express, so it probably
was. So it was them.
It was them doing, they were Mears drivers. So it's pretty natural for them to step in and just offer this because it's something they were already doing.
Okay. And it's just there's no contract with Disney anymore. Correct. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. So this began January 1st of this year, and they offer 24-hour service. So flight comes in at 3 a.m., Mears Connect can take you to your hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So types of services they offer, they have a standard and they have express. So standard is basically just like Magical Express, shared buses. You know, exactly where the Magical Express lines and the check-in used to be, that's where Mears is now.
Okay.
Okay. So you get in the lines, they put you onto buses with your luggage. And one way for a standard service, $16 per adult and $13.50 per child, ages 3 to 9. Round trip is $32 per adult and $27 per child. They also have an express service, which is more direct with minimal wait and less sharing, not completely no sharing. You may have to share sometimes, but it's not completely private.
You don't have to be a really sharing person, but a little bit.
So the way I think of it is like, if you do express, they might use like a van, like a 10 person
probably
van.
It would seem like it'd be a van.
Right. And so if you, there's like two or three of you that are going to Old Key West, they might put another family that's going to Old Key West. That there's like four of them.
Right.
So you'll all go to the same location, but you're going to have less weight, and it's just direct. So it's like, it won't take as long.
And you can make vacation friends because you're going to the same resort.
That's right. Exactly. So this is only offered direct, or I'm sorry, this is only offered round trip. It's $250 and that's up to four passengers, and there's $55 for each additional passenger. So it's $125 each way.
Right.
So it is more expensive.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk about this later when we talk about private car service, because I have a question, because I'm curious about this pricing.
Okay.
So luggage service is not available. You have to grab your bags yourself from baggage claim. If you remember correctly, Magical Express, well, up until, you know, a couple years ago, they grabbed your luggage for you.
Yeah.
If you had those little yellow tags, mm-hmm. they would just grab them and you didn't have to worry about it. So Mir says not do that. You have to get it yourself. They claim that buses leave every 20 minutes, but that has been hit or miss since they started.
Yeah.
Some people said it's been a great experience. I got on the bus and I left. Some people said it's taken like an hour. Like it's you know, it's, again, it's hit or miss and it's a new system. So I understand. But you know, just manage your expectations if you use Mir's Express, because it might be fast and also might be slow. Yeah. Standard service buses go to multiple resorts and take anywhere from an hour and a half to 3 hours. So, you know, plan for that. Don't make like ADRs like an hour after your plane gets in, because you'll probably miss it.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, just account for that extra time, because there's multiple stops and everything. The express service can take as little as 45 minutes and up to an hour and a half. So less time it takes for that. And again, like I said, they're in the old Magical Express location, which is on the first floor next to the rental car stations.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's basically all that is. I mean, again, very similar to Magical Express.
Very similar. Yeah.
It's just, it's not Disney.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's Mir's Drivers. It's Mir's company. You book through Mir's.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. There's one other thing you got to kind of book on.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So there's that.
Yeah. Okay. Next one we have is Sunshine Flyers. And this one began February 1st.
So like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. And they operate 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
And I want to explain this. So you would book a time slot. So they have time slots from like 7 to 8 a.m., 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
So they're every hour, basically.
Yeah, and they don't confirm like your flight. They don't match up your flight to your like, to your slots. They don't like change it.
Mm-hmm.
So if your flight gets delayed, they're not gonna know.
Yeah,
that's all on you to like make those adjustments. So that's something to consider. So they don't operate at night. Like
right.
After 10 o'clock, you cannot use them. So
yeah. Prices, they have one way, $17 per adult, $12.50 per child, ages 3 to 8.
3 to 8.
Yeah.
3 to 8.
Got to cut it off there. Not 3
they
to 9.
They took one year off of eight, the age for the child. I looked at that and I was like, why? I mean, I know why, but come on.
Right. I know.
Right.
Everything, for the most part, usually 3 to 9.
I was like, 3 to 8? Come on.
And then round trip is $34 per adult and $25 per child, ages again 3 to 8. So mm-hmm. there's the prices there. Mm-hmm. How's the luggage handled?
So right now you have to get your own luggage from baggage claim, but they say that coming this summer, they're going to be able to offer luggage handling.
I feel like that could be something people would like if it's handled well.
If it's handled well, it could be good. I'm guessing prices will go up. To account for this,
that's kind of the theme of 2022 thus far, mm-hmm. with everything. It's probably gonna be more expensive.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's what we can expect this summer. Hopefully it happens, but you know, and it may not. Who knows?
Right.
So, they claim that it will not take more than 20 minutes to board the bus, and will not take more than 65 minutes to arrive at your resort. Again, this is a new service. It's not as popular as Mir's Connect yet, or, you know, since they're, you know, 2 weeks in, you know.
Right.
So it remains to be seen if this is going to be accurate as they get busier. But everything I've heard has been a good experience with this, with timing.
I mean, if they're more accurate and they're that quick, I feel like
yeah.
People would start using it.
I think, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They do say you have to book at least 4 days before you need the services. So you can't do it last minute.
Right, exactly.
So keep that in mind.
Yeah.
And then one thing, the buses are wrapped in like a 1920s era locomotive. Or like looks like kind of like a train, which is kind of cool.
Train. Yeah. I actually think that's really cool. And it doesn't make or break my experience if I were to use one of these, but it's just like, it's nice to have like a little bit of theming.
Well, it's nice, like something to stand out because Mirrors isn't going to do that. I mean, now that you don't have Disney buses going around with that, it's,
right.
You know, something, it's not Disney, but it's very Disney adjacent from Walt with trains and things like that.
Yeah. And they are donating 50% of their sales during their first 50 days of service to Make-A-Wish Foundation of Central and Northern Florida.
That's actually pretty smart.
That's pretty cool.
It's cool. A good thing. It's good thing to do, obviously, because it's a good charity, but it's also very smart.
Oh, yeah.
Because it helps them stand out a little bit. So, yeah.
Absolutely. So, those are the two, I would say, not most popular options, but they're very similar. Similar in price, similar in structure. So that's something to think about if you're looking for like bus transportation, basically.
Yeah. So, the next one we're going to discuss is the ever, I guess sometimes people have questions about this, but rental car, always an option.
Always an option.
Usually if you can get a car, but.
So available. So what you're talking about is during the, like when pandemic was, you know, in its infancy and the parks had reopened. Limited availability of cars proved a problem because people couldn't rent cars.
Well, and sometimes it goes in flows. I don't know where it is right now currently, but I know there for a little bit, even toward the end of 2021, like there were no cars available.
So it has gotten better.
Yeah,
it has gotten better. So you should be able to find something if you book early enough, like if you prepare. So just keep that in mind. But the rental desks are located near the old Magical Express area. Which is the new Mirrors Connect area.
Which is where they've always been.
Yes, they've always been there. So at the airport, you can get Alamo, Avis, Budget, Dollar, Enterprise, Hertz, National, Payless, Sixt, and Thrifty. I've never heard Sixt.
I've never heard of Sixt either.
And that's located at the airport. And there are many more that can be accessed outside of the airport. You can take like a free shuttle that'll take you to them. But those are the ones that are at the airport exactly. So
yeah. Yeah. And we really don't discuss, we won't discuss prices because it can just vary so much, obviously, with rental cars and what you get and everything like that. But
what kind of car, how long your trip is. So.
I will say a lot of times, you know, obviously people understand, like usually, you know, if you book, you know, in advance, you can get some pretty good deals. We've in the past, we have rented a car back when we would travel from Missouri to Orlando. Yep. And we got some good deals. I think Sam's redid it, but they used to have a Sam's Travel Club.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually got really good rates through there. There's also Costco has a travel club as well. So a lot of times with those, you can get some discounted rates. And obviously sometimes like, it's on the internet, you can find discounted rates. But
like AAA offers discounts.
Yeah, there's a lot of places. So you can find some pretty good rates. There's even websites that will compare various things. So I had pretty good luck with those in the past. But again, I haven't rented a car for... I mean, the last car I would have rented was the moving truck we rented to some odd years ago. So, which that didn't really count, but, but yeah, so that just kind of can depend on what you know, type of car, length, all that stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, obviously you have other prices or other additional costs to consider like gas, parking fees, at the hotel. You know, if you go on tolls, car seats, if you don't bring your own, et cetera. So those are all things that you have to think about when you rent a car.
Mm-hmm. And you can always drop off your rental car at certain locations at Disney, like the Car Care Center. So if you didn't want to have a rental car the whole time, you can just drop it off on Disney property.
Yeah.
And not have to use
it. I don't know how you're going to get back to the airport, but.
Well, I just meant like if you only wanted the car for like a couple days.
Right, yeah.
You can drop it off and then they'll pick you up, bring you back.
Yeah.
Which is nice. So yeah, rental cars is a good idea. It gives you a lot of freedom, obviously. You know, you get the car, you can use it all week and you just have to think about those costs and stuff. But, it's just maybe price is not something you want to deal with.
I mean, you do have more, you know, it's like you talk about, this is always a debate too, about even when there was Magical Express about, you know, renting a car versus taking Magical Express, because once you're on Disney property, if you're staying on Disney property, obviously you can just take Disney transportation everywhere. You don't have to worry about anything versus having your own car if you want to go to places outside of Disney. So it's the same debate. You know, we obviously have our own car when we go, but we've always tended to kind of like having the freedom of, you know, having your own car when it's possible. So, yeah, this is something to consider, whether or not it's worth it. I mean, you know, people may consider now if they're already spending, you know, if you got a family of 4 or 5, you're already going to spend a couple $100 for a bus to get to and from the airport. You could probably rent a car for somewhere in that range. You know, maybe. Now, granted, you got parking fees and things like that. So it's just something you got to consider based on your trip and everything like that. But always an option. But next one we have is rideshare is an option as well, like Uber or Lyft are the main ones.
Yeah. Not really much to say about Lyft or Uber.
I mean, you could throw taxi in there as well.
Yeah. I mean, I put that as a separate one.
Yeah.
But because it's a little bit different. But yeah, rideshare is very popular, especially if you're coming from the airport, you don't have a car, and people are using Uber and Lyft around the resort as well, within the resort. So that's also popular. It's a request service on demand, so there's very little wait, usually. You know, you can be like, I will be here at so-and-so time.
Right.
Come pick me up there, please. Obviously, there's a little bit more, I guess, liability involved here. Maybe a little more risk because you're getting into a car with a stranger.
Well, this
at least that's something that I think about personally.
I would say, you know, if you were traveling to Orlando by yourself, flying in, I would not want you to take an Uber or Lyft by yourself.
Okay.
I
will talk about what I would do if I was by myself.
Later. I would not. That's just me, you know, however you feel, but that's just what I would say. So, I mean, there is a little bit more. It's a tad bit different. And another thing, too, if you've got kids, most of the Ubers or Lyfts don't have car seats.
Exactly.
So that's another thing. But, I mean, not, you know, there have been some incidents very, very rare with Uber or Lyft and like, talking about the situations and things. But it's always something to think about. But I've never done an Uber or Lyft from
an airport.
I mean, I have around Disney, but I've never done it to and from the airport before. But the cost would probably run you anywhere from, and again, this would depend on the time, because the rates do vary.
Time of day, the season that we're in, like if it's spring break.
How busy is it? Yep. So it could be anywhere from $50 to about $150, depending on which service, all those factors as well. So.
I mean, if you use like, is it Uber XL? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Where it's like the more expensive
and some
one.
Of them have, I believe some of those bigger, they have car seats they can use. Some, it depends on the driver though, I believe.
Right.
So you can put it in there as like a search option so you may find it. It's just one of those things where you may not be able to get a driver because it's all based upon the drivers that are around your area. There may not be a driver that has a car seat.
True.
So that's just something if you've got kids, you got to kind of think about that a little bit. But
and when you have kids, especially small kids like that, you're traveling with them, getting to the airport and not knowing exactly what you're going to do, like that kind of being up in the air, makes me a little nervous. Like if I had small children, I guess I'll just say this now, but if I had small children with me, if I had our children, like, you know, traveling with us, I wouldn't choose an Uber. Like that's not something I would choose.
I agree. I mean,
I would choose like Mirrors or Sunshine Flyers or a car.
Yeah. You know, probably in this situation. Well, we'll talk about the end. But yeah, I would agree with that too. But yeah, I was going to say, like, it's not that I'm saying, you know, when I said, you know, I wouldn't want you to take one. It's not like I'm saying it's dangerous to take an Uber or Lyft. I'm just saying it is a different thing in terms of, it's just different. I think it's a different category. You get into someone's personal car. Yes, they work for Uber or Lyft kind of, but they're more like independent contractors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just one of those things where it's a different. I in my opinion, I think it's just a different risk factor versus using some of these other ones. So that's just something that you have to, you know, obviously if you feel comfortable, that's fine. It's just something that you've got to, look at yourself when it comes to, you know, cost, availability, and just, you know, risk factor, I suppose is something to look at that as well.
So, right.
But it's not, you know, if you're an Uber Lyft driver, not a reflection on you, just in general of thoughts and things. But next option we have is private car service.
Yep. So there are many companies out there that offer private direct service. One including Mirrors Lux. And I'm going to talk about that in a second. But anyway, so there's multiple companies that offers this. The Ears for Each Other Facebook group, great resource to find Disney cast members that offer a private car service. There's a bunch that started doing it as a way to make money when they were furloughed. So you can use that as well. It could be a car, van, SUV, or even a limo, whatever you choose. Mm-hmm. Price varies widely, but you can expect to pay at the very least $50 each way. And that's not per person. That's just like the ride.
Right.
Okay. It may offer unique services like car seats, stopping at the grocery store for a free or nominal fee. Tipping is customary with private car service because you have basically a chauffeur.
Right.
And there's another example. Happy Limousine is an example. And depending on what kind of service you choose with this company, it could be cheaper than Mears Connect.
And you get to ride around a limo.
Or whatever you just did. But so what I was going to mention about Mears Lux. So I'm looking at Mears Connect. I'm looking at all of their options that they have. So I went on to the regular Mears site. And I'm looking at their luxury services. In luxury services, they've got, you can do either one way or like a charter. Like that's the amount of like hours you can rent out basically a car or SUV or a van. So looking at one way for a luxury sedan, it's a flat rate of $106. It's a private car. Private car has a driver. It'll take you from the airport to your hotel. Gratuity in this case is included. If you have, let's say you have five people with you, that's like $20 a person ish.
Right.
For a private car versus like Mears Connect or Mears Express is $125 each way, but you have to do a round trip with that one.
Right.
It's $250. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I would do this. I would do the Mears Lux over Mears Connect Express. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I looked at this going like, what am I missing here? Like, what is this? Am I missing something extra? In here that sometimes
you find these disconnects in prices, and sometimes they eventually fix, and sometimes they just stay that way. It's just, you'll find them sometimes. You show me that, it was pretty interesting. I mean, I would do the same thing. I would take that.
Yeah. Even an SUV would be $128 flat rate.
Yeah.
So,
but even then though, like you're talking about too, for that price, you could also just rent a car.
True.
Unless you just didn't want to deal with it. But then, depending on the car again. But yeah, I mean, you're probably talking in the range of renting a car for the similar price and having. Now, again, you've got to deal with more fees of having a car to resort. But,
Exactly. But anyway, I wanted to bring this up because this is an option. If you didn't want to go with Mears Connect Express, just go to regular Mears and go to luxury services and you can book a private car.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I hope that helps somebody if you're looking for looking for something out there.
Well, but I feel like most people don't think about. I think people think of a private car, they just immediately think, oh, that's way too expensive, and
not necessarily.
And it's not necessarily. And that's the thing. When we did this, I was like, I think a lot of people wouldn't think about this type of service. But I mean, you can find it actually being a little bit cheaper and probably a better
or
experience,
slightly more than.
But you don't have to worry about Mears Connect, and you get to the resort quicker. Too.
And you get your, it's more time efficient. It's more, I mean, like they'll put your luggage in the car for you.
Yeah.
You could even make with like certain private car services, you can either make stops at the grocery store.
Right.
Sometimes they're included in the price. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're like extra, like $5 for every 15 minutes that it takes or whatever. Like they'll just add that on.
Yeah.
But you have a lot more freedom with a private car service versus... an Uber, which, you'll have to pay for the Uber to wait for you.
Right.
Which is like,
Or they drop you off and you just get another Uber or something.
Also an option. Yep.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's another option is the private car service, which I never would have thought about before for myself.
I probably wouldn't have either, and I think a lot of people in the same way, but yeah, I mean, once we started looking at that, I was like, it's not a bad option.
And this is essentially what Disney did with the minivans.
Yeah.
That are no longer a thing, which is very upsetting because we never got to use it.
Well, and I'm a little surprised, we'll get to the last one here, but I'm a little surprised Disney hasn't reintroduced the minivans, because I kind of figured when they took away Magical Express, they would then say, but we have minivans.
Yeah.
And they haven't done that. So
I don't know.
It could come down to a staffing. There were rumors it was going to come back.
They still have them. They're still in the Epcot parking lot.
Right. And so, like, you would assume eventually it will. Maybe it's just a staffing thing. They can't get enough people to do it.
Maybe. Or like a contract
But
thing.
You would assume, like, them offering this at the airport now that they don't have Magical Express would be an option. And I think it'd be one where, again, a lot of people would do it, because it's a Disney, you know, cast member picking you up and dropping you off and, you know, all that stuff. So, and the last one we'll talk about is just real quick, is you can't get a taxi, like we mentioned, which is very similar to a ride share.
Yeah.
Taxis available 24 hours. But it's about, what do you say, $75 probably one way?
Ish.
Yeah. Somewhere around there.
But usually they're at the airport waiting, so it's easy to get one.
Right.
Or you can call them.
Yeah.
You get to go use the app, whatever.
Yeah. Usually tipping is typical, about 15%. Mm-hmm. And companies like Mears offers cars or vans.
And again, Mears is everywhere.
Yeah. They are everywhere down there doing
everywhere.
That stuff. So yeah.
Those are basically like the options you can take when it comes to transportation to the airport.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to have some scenarios for you. Let's say you and me, let's say we're Missouri and we're flying into Orlando.
Do we have to go to Missouri?
Well, in this case, you do.
All right.
Okay. We're flying into Orlando. Which of the services that we talked about would you be more prone to use? And tell me why. Either
it's just
because it's just you and I. Right. Exactly. So either, you know, give me the reason why you would choose it.
I would either go with a rental car or a private car service.
Okay. So you wouldn't use Mirrors Connect or Sunshine Flyers?
Honestly, given before we talked about private car service, I might have. But I feel like, you know, it would kind of depend on what we're going to do. Like, do we want what you've got going on? But, you know, I don't know. The price is like a round trip on the standard is 32 for adults. So that's already $60-some for you and I. Whereas if we get a private car, that's somewhere closer to the $50 range.
If you get a car?
Private car, right?
Well, that's at the very, very lowest.
Right.
It's mostly around like $100 each way. Like, that's the average.
Probably. It would depend. I would probably lean toward if we want to get to parks quickly, I would say private car service. But
okay.
If it was much more relaxed, like maybe get the bus. Mm-hmm. You know, but again, it just kind of depends on what your budget is and what, you know, because a lot of people, when they come into the airport, they immediately want to get to the parks.
Right.
And, you know, if you're taking it back in the day with Magical Express and or probably Mirrors Connect, you know, base level, whatever, you're not necessarily going to get to the resort rather quickly.
True. So for us, if we getting a rental car is iffy, just for the two of us, because if you're staying like a week, I mean, you would be spending, I don't know, how much do you think?
Depends on the car. It depends on when you're doing it. I mean, at the very least, you're probably talking I don't even know rental car prices anymore.
I don't know either.
Probably at the very least, and this is just a wild guess.
$150?
I was going to say $200, $250.
Okay. Okay, let's say $200.
But I could be way off on that. But
okay, let's say $150 to $200 on the lower side. So you have that car, plus you have to pay parking every night.
Right.
You know, you have to pay for gas. So there's a lot of extra costs that go into rent a car. Yes, it's more convenient. And it's great if you're going to be doing things other than Disney. So if you're going to like Universal or SeaWorld or Legoland or just anywhere in Orlando or the beach or whatever, rent a car is what I would do.
Know
what I mean?
Obviously. I would agree. If you're going to be anywhere other than just Disney, renting a car makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely. Again, just you and me, though, looking at cost. I mean, private car service sounds nice, and like it's, you know, you're paying for like the actual car, not per person. So that's appealing to me, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just like you don't have that car in between. So there's no freedom in that. It's just more of like a direct to your resort. I think if it's just you and me, I would probably take Sunshine Flyers.
Yeah, it's really weird trying to put myself in the spot.
I know.
We don't do
it
anymore.
I know.
Well,
I say Sunshine Flyers because it's, you know, it would be $68 for two of us together.
Yeah.
Okay, so $68. Plus, they have been, you know, in the last 2 weeks, you know, they're getting started, I know, and everything. But they will handle the luggage in the summer, so you don't have to worry about that. They are a little bit quicker than Mears Connect.
Yeah.
They don't have as many people that they're servicing yet because it's a new... Right. It's a new program. So, like, if it were me, I would use that. The only thing is, it's not as convenient because they do not service before 7 or after 10 p.m. So, there's something that you have to think about that.
Right.
You have to book, you know, at least 4 days in advance. See, so, there's a lot of, like, iffy options there. It's just, like, it's just weighing pros and cons of, like, see, what you're wanting.
The way this would happen with us is this is literally one of the situations where I would go, yeah, you make the call. This
you don't want to think about it.
Well, this is one where I would just say you will weigh all these pros and cons, and you'll in the basically just be like, whatever you think works best, because you do this stuff well. So that's why for me it's, you know, either way, Sunshine Flyers wouldn't be. I would rather do Sunshine Flyers probably versus Mears Connect, just looking at it on its face.
Yeah.
Personally, but I mean, if it was you and I as well, I mean, depending on the pricing for the day, you know, an Uber or Lyft wouldn't be a bad option. You know.
No, it's just if you're looking at cost,
it just depends.
Again, it would be I mean any way you look at it, there is a cost with this.
Yeah.
And now, there's no free options anymore.
Yeah. Now I think if we have the kids.
So our son would be free when it comes to Sunshine Flyers or Mears.
Yeah.
So he's not included in the price, but our daughter would be a kid's price. So if we did Mears standard, it'd be $64 for the two of us plus $27. So it'd be like $91.
Right.
Round trip. For Sunshine Flyers, it would be $68.25. So $93. Is that right? Yep.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah.
93. Okay. So just a little bit more. So either one of those would be fine. Because everywhere else you're looking at $200.
Yeah, I was going to say with the kids, I would say the bus makes the most sense.
Plus, you don't have to have a car seat for those.
Right.
So that's a big plus. That's a big plus.
Yeah.
I don't think I would use the Mears Express service.
Probably not.
I would much rather use, the private car, the Mears Lux. I would use Mears Lux.
I would use Mears Lux before I would use the Express. And also Sunshine Flyers, I'm not going to lie, them do, you know, they're giving, you know, 50% of the sales are going to Make-A-Wish. That's also
absolutely
something that makes you, you know,
yep,
a little bit more appealing as well. And our son loves trains, so he probably would.
He does love trains.
Love the bus.
He does. Yeah, he would.
So.
It's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, lots of options out there. So I hope this helps you guys if you're planning a trip or you got a trip coming up and you just don't know what you're doing and need some more information about what to choose, and hope our feedback helped.
Yeah.
I don't know if it did.
It's just so dependent upon your budget.
I know.
How quickly are you wanting to get to the parks quickly? Are you
what's your number one priority here? Is it cost saving? If is it price, then
right.
You know Mears
is it
Connect,
convenience maybe? And you just want to, right. Do you want to be relaxed from the moment you get to the airport till you get back to the airport? Mm-hmm. And then that way it's like get a private car and just relax. Like there's just so many things. So it's hard to, you know, for us, we're thinking through this as we don't do this anymore.
Yep.
So it's kind of strange. I'm trying to put myself in how it used to be. And I'm not going to lie, Magical Express was nice.
It was nice.
It was really.
When you think about it now, you're like, oh, man.
That's it was so nice.
Such a bummer.
Because
it's
in a
gone.
Way, it was like your vacation started once you landed. You know,
I mean, you got to use your magic band in the airport.
Yeah. And I mean, I went down on a couple, like when Galaxy's Edge opened and things like that. Like I went down by myself and I knew once I got to the airport, I just go Magical Express and I didn't have to worry about stuff. I
taken
just
care of.
Get on the bus. They'll take me to the resort. Like from, you know, and in a way, you know, we were talking about this. It's like, it just makes, I mean, already look at all these options. Already making a vacation more complicated.
More complicated.
You know,
right.
It's just things like I that. Know. So it's.
Oh,
but
yes.
It is what it is. But I mean, if anybody has any questions about this, I mean, a great place to start would be join the Facebook group.
Yeah. And if you're in the Facebook group and there are other companies out there, like private car service companies or taxi companies or like Mears, like a Mears Connect option that you have heard of, maybe we haven't heard of yet, you know, let us know.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm sure.
Spread the word.
I'm sure there will be more companies pop up. You know, this is obviously something that's a need that's popped up. So I'm sure, you know, like Sunshine Flyers are probably will be more competition, which probably will be a good thing, because that will make prices get a little bit more competitive. Mm-hmm. You know, typically what happens is somebody new comes onto the scene, they kind of come in, maybe they try and they either offer cheaper prices or they offer way over the top service or something along those lines. So
So
another competitor in here could be a good thing to try and, you know, bring that price down. And, you know, obviously service will make a difference at that point, because, you know, if someone has bad service, you're not going to go use them. So,
but. Correct.
So, all right. Anything else you want to add about any of the airport transportations?
I don't think so. I think I've covered everything that I wanted to cover.
Well, something I can tell you that is very reliable, and it has, unlike unsure, so we're not sure on the airport transportation. We sure are very sure about the coffee we drink, and then we recommend you guys, which is Expedition Roasters.
We are very sure.
That was okay. A mouthful, but we are sure, very sure. So if you love great coffee and you like it subtly flavored, then you will love Expedition Roasters coffee, which we drink in our house all the time. And not only do they have great coffee, they have awesome bags as well. And they have really cool mugs. And like each bag is designed by its own artist, and it kind of has its own story to it. And it's really cool. So if you go to ctmexpedition.com, that link will automatically save you 15% off every single order that you place. And it, you don't have to remember promo code. It just automatically put it on there. And you can save 15% of all the orders. And again, it's great coffee. The newest roast they've got is Thunderstruck, which has got it's not the Chris Hemsworth Thor, but it's a Thor that mm-hmm. is on there. But it's really good coffee, and it's really good small business. It's all, you know, mostly Disney themed. They do have some Universal themed things. They have some teas. They've got mugs.
There's a new mug that matches the beans from Outer Space.
It looks really cool. Mm-hmm. It's very cool. It looks handmade. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so they've got a lot of really cool things. They even have a subscription club. So, if you can get the sampler pack, that's a good place to start if you've never had it before. My personal favorite, I really like the New Orleans Praline. I also like the cinnamon bun, which is a ghoulish delight. And the Devilish Dame is actually a really good one as well. It's kind of one I
was going to expect.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but there's the Skipper's Brew, which is like a banana pie flavored one. It's actually really good. It kind of is surprising. You wouldn't know, but it's really good. So we are getting a shipment in here. So when we get the bag, I'll show you guys. But the Thunderstruck bag looks really cool. But again, go to ctmexpedition.com. And that link will save you 15% off every single order you place. Plus, it's just a really good small business. They've been with us for years now, supporting the show. So, just go check them out. So, all right. Well, I think that'll do it for the show. Okay. I feel like we there's a lot of info. That was a heavy info show.
Lots of info. Yes.
Not as much opinion as much info.
Well, the Capture the Basics episodes are very informational.
They are.
And not that it's, there's less discussion, I guess, between us, but it's good information, I feel like. I feel like people can use this for their trips.
Going to Disney is not simple.
How dare you?
Sometimes you have to have, you gotta delve through all that stuff and organize it and all that stuff. So this is one of those. But hopefully that helps you guys. And if you have any questions, again, about any of this, join the Facebook group. That's a great place to be, because not only can we answer questions, but plenty of other members will answer questions.
Oh, absolutely.
People in that group go to Disney all the time. And again, we haven't personally done these because we no longer travel, to Disney through an airport.
Via airplane.
So we don't have any first experience knowledge on this other than we can, this pricing and what people have told us. So you can actually get some firsthand info from, people that have used this and mm-hmm. All the things like that. So I guess another thing I would add is be sure to check us out on social media. On Instagram, we're at CapTheMagic. On TikTok, we are at CaptureTheMagic. And we are putting these episodes now, video versions, on YouTube. So that is been going up. So you can go check out the YouTube channel, which the link is in the show notes. And check out the website, ctm.show. If you want to, you can listen to the episodes there. You can also check out the shirt, cteamshirts.com, and that will take you to the shirts and the candles if you want to check those out. And if you want to join Club 32, ctmvip.com is where you go to do that. So,
Okay.
That'll do it for the show. So thank you everybody for listening and or watching. And thank you, Jamie, for everything that you do.
Well, thank you. You're welcome.
Well, not only my wife, but you know, co-host as well. But
thank you.
And as Jamie always likes to say,
we will see you in the parks.
Bye.